إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in his kitab, Allah mentioned the, in Surah Tawbah, Allah mentioned the case of what we know as the Masjid al-Dirar, the Masjid of Division. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضرارا وكفرا وتفريقا بين المؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those who built the masjid to cause harm, to cause difference, ضرارا وكفرا وتفريقا, and to cause disbelief and to cause disunion and to cause difference and disunion among the believers. And in a way, in with the intention of ambushing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who made war, and the people who made war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before, and they will certainly swear, we did not desire anything but good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears witness that they are most surely liars. Wallahu yashhadu innahum lakadibun. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from lying and cheating and from all forms of kufr. My brothers and sisters, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us with respect to the famous ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the believers, he said, hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu firmly, and do not have disunity, wala tafarraqu, do not form divisions and groups. Allah did not say wala takhtalifu, Allah did not say do not have ikhtilaf or rai. He didn't say do not disagree amongst yourselves. He said do not differ, meaning do not form divisions, do not break up, do not have disunity. He did not say wala takhtalifu, he didn't say do not have ikhtilaf in terms of difference of opinion. Now, very important for us to remind ourselves again and again about this point, because this is one of the very big issues that we find, alhamdulillah, in some parts of the world, Hyderabad, for example, this is not so visible. Alhamdulillah, we find people who are Muslims, even though they may differ in terms of various aspects of the practice of the religion, we don't find enmity one to the other. We don't find people differing in ways which are negative and which result in strife and conflict, and alhamdulillah for that. We ask Allah to protect us from this. But that's not true of other places, and we find people are extremely rigid in their in the way they practice Islam, and they consider everyone else who practices differently, who may have their own, who not only may have, they do have their own dala'il, their own proofs for what they are doing. They consider themselves to be correct, and they consider all others to be not just to be wrong, but in many cases to be completely outside of Islam. I mean, this is definitely not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I think it's a very good thing to remind ourselves about this and say this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So, as we know, in the case of Medina, you know, there were people who built another masjid. And this was just before the Ghazwat al-Tabuk, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going to Tabuk. They built this masjid and they came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they asked him to come and pray 2 rakat of salah in their masjid as a way of blessing the masjid. So, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not go immediately. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala did not permit him to go immediately. So he told them that he would consider that their request after he returned from Tabuk. But when he returned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to him and revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the real purpose that these people had of building that masjid. So this masjid was a masjid for a particular group, and this was built in order to create division among the Muslims. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was instructed specifically not to go and not to stand there and not to pray in that masjid. And he was instructed to demolish that masjid. And he sent Sayyidina Ali, and he sent, I think, Khalid bin Walid or Amr ibn As radhiyallahu anhu to demolish this masjid, and this masjid was demolished. Now, very important for us, because today, if you look at it, it's very common that people build masajid and then they put the names of whichever group they belong to. So you have, you build a masjid and you call it a Sunni masjid. Now, this is Sunni, not as in Shia and Sunni, but Sunni as our Barelvi brothers have taken unto themselves this title, which actually belongs to all the Ahlul Sunnah, all the people who follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not a title that the Barelvis are entitled to, but they've taken it upon themselves to call themselves Sunni. So if you are not Barelvi and if you are not Shia, then I don't know what you are, because you can't, according to the Barelvis, you can't call yourself Sunni. I think we should get out from all of these labeling, which is not from the Sunnah at all. So you have a masjid and you say Sunni masjid, and then you have another masjid which is Salafi masjid, and you have another one which calls itself something else. Now, this is not Islam. This is completely and totally against the spirit of Islam. A masjid is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a masjid is anything other than the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's not a masjid. As simple as that. Calling a masjid by the name of whoever built the masjid is fine. That is not also something which, personally, I don't even like that. Because the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, what was the name of the masjid that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built? It had no name. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never named it. Masjid al-Nabawi is the name that people gave the masjid because it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never called it anything. So a masjid is the house of Allah. A masjid is the Baytullah. And if you think it is your house, then it's not a masjid. Whichever it is, I mean, you might call it what you like, but it then cannot be called a masjid because you have given it some other name. So naming it for the person who built it, or people. Again, as I said, I mean, if you want to put your name on it, Allah knows who built the masjid. Allah does not look at the door plate of the masjid to decide who built the masjid. Allah knows that. So if you build a masjid, build it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remove your name from the door. There's no need for that. But if you do want to keep your name, that's okay. It's not haram. But personally, I have, I'm against even that. But to call masajid in the name of different kinds of different groups of Muslims that we have, this is definitely wrong. This is there's no dalil for this. There is no sense in doing that. A masjid is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it must be open to all the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in this world, including non-Muslims. A masjid is to be open also to non-Muslims, because if a person who's not a Muslim wants to learn about Islam, where do you want him to go? If he cannot come to the masjid, then where must he learn about Islam? Right? So it's a crazy thing. I mean, we close masajid. In many cases, people prevent non-Muslims from coming to the masjid. This is not from Islam. Who told you that a masjid is not open to people who are not Muslim? The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed people who are not Muslim into his masjid, in his presence. So who are we today not to allow them to come into our masajid? The only two places where they are not permitted is Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and today the Haram, the Masjid Al-Nabawi, are the two places which are closed. But that's just those two specific places. But other than that, every single masjid on the face of the earth is open to every human being on the face of the earth. So I think this is very important for us, not to turn our masajid into places of conflict, places of difference, places where which are close to the people, but to have them as people, as places which are really the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore they are open, they welcome everyone, and to have masajid and to have an atmosphere in the masjid which is an atmosphere of friendship, of brotherhood, because that is what is the hallmark of this religion of ours. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to open our hearts to each other, to join us together as one faith, as one religion. As I said, you may have difference of opinion in terms of how you practice the religion, how you pray, and so on and so forth. Obviously, there's no place in Islam for shirk. Islam is a religion of tawheed. So if your belief has shirk in it, then it's not Islam. But other than shirk, if you have difference of opinion in terms of how you do salah, whether you raise your hands other than takbir tahrima, and you do or you don't do that, and various other kinds of things. I mean, these are where there is room for interpretation. Alhamdulillah, whoever is doing what they are doing with proofs, they are welcome to do that. Whatever we do, we have our own dalail, we have our own proofs, and alhamdulillah, we will do that. But we can live with each other, and we should live with each other. There's no need and there's no room for differentiating to the point of differing to the point of creating conflict between one another. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts together, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and which is according to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.